Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our year in review show. I got Tim and Robin here with me as they end their time on Pastors Council. 6 years, you guys, you were there, and we've seen a lot in those 6 years. Yeah, it's going to be fun. So we're just going to reflect on the year and the last 6 years and just kind of share. So sit back, relax, enjoy. Hopefully there will be some laughs with this group. So let's just kick off with looking back on 2025. What were some highlights of this past year as you think back and think of the good things that have happened?
We're just looking back at
just this year. We'll do 6 years later. We're starting with 1 year.
Starting out slow.
Yeah.
Well, 2025, we got the bus on the road.
We sure did.
We gave it a shot, and it was really quite received. And we're trying to go 2026 a little harder with it.
Yep. We just had, so by the time they're watching, we'll have had our second bus date night. So that's been really cool. Everyone's loved that. So
you have to hold the mic up for them to hear you. You're going to say, yep. Pastor, you started preaching Sunday mornings in Redbird.
We did. We started that in October, and that's been good. It's had its ups and downs, as all things do, but we've enjoyed being able to go out there, and it hasn't disrupted things too badly. I think everyone here at Carlisle stepped up really well and in my absence, so yeah, no, that's been good.
Do I need to name more, or does Robin have to name more?
Well, you go for it, man. You're not going to limit.
We started more people leading other than Michelle this past
year. Yes, our worship leaders have grown. Yeah.
You know, it's been up and down for them, hard for them. Michelle makes it look easy. She does. But I've seen that.
Yep. Nope, we've had lots of people stepping up and lead, and it's been and we're hoping for more in the new year, so that'll be good.
We've seen at least 4 new families. Families starting at 10?
Yeah, something like that. Probably.
Maybe 5?
Probably more. I don't know.
Maybe 5?
Yeah, adding numbers, that's always a good thing.
We've had lots of baptisms this year, more than we've ever had.
Yep. We've had, yeah.
Lots of kids. Our kids ministry has grown.
Yeah.
Exponentially, which is so awesome and vital to church growth. It's pretty cool to see the amount of kids when you're out on a Sunday.
It was funny because last week we had 12 kids in service, and Ariel came up to me and she's like, "I'm so glad I work with the seniors." Because apparently the 12 were just about all that she could handle. Which I don't blame her, but yeah, no, it was good.
I've been on both sides of that fence as well.
We've added Emma to look at and,
Isaiah. That's a key part in all of this, having Emma and Maya providing direct leadership over that, and Emma taking classes to, step into that role effectively. And yeah, that's been cool to watch her grow and take ownership of it. And yeah, that's been really good. Mm-hmm.
We've seen a balanced budget too this year.
Yeah. Our budget's been good. Hey, yeah.
I've had to have a stroke.
I'm so glad. I'm glad you're stepping off and you're not having to come off because you've had a stroke. That's awkward.
Some meetings it was pretty white face going into it, but we got through it with prayer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The grace of God.
God has proved himself faithful every year, and that's been amazing.
But yeah, sometimes it was pretty rough.
Yep. I think we would be remiss to overlook the adventure of the co-op building. Like, that was an exciting 2 weeks. Yep. And by extension, like, just us just dreaming about it, right? Even before we went through all the process of making an offer and everything, just, you know, when it was just like, I wonder what we could do with this building. And yeah, so I think that was not even just for us as leaders, but just for a church, right? Like just to see all the people who could join the dream and could see the possibility of it. And just the buy-in was amazing. And so that's always good for a church when leadership takes on a big project like that and the church is like, yep, we're in, let's do this. Unfortunately, it is officially sold now, so not to us, no. Much as I would love for that, no, we didn't get it, but.
It was interesting to me to watch how the Constitution worked, where we had to have the votes and everything else and bring people, even though it was rushed.
Mm.
But it was good to learn how that all worked, even for the congregational members, that they had a say.
Mm-hmm.
The members that this is where their membership came into a big play in the church.
Yep.
If I could say.
Yep.
And even to include the other people that were non-members, that we gave them a vote just to see where they were at,
mm-hmm.
if they were interested. Yeah. It was very interesting to see. And I don't know. When it was on the go, I spent my time in the combine, but I was here for most of it. So
yeah.
But yeah, it was a good time. When that day comes again, where it comes across, we will be more informed and understanding how to do it.
Yep.
Is that fair to say? And so will our congregation members.
Yeah.
I think it planted ideas in our brains, really, of like, what does that look like in the future if something like that were to come up again?
Yeah.
Right? Like, we have a better idea of what needs to happen, what needs to take place, and, you know, like, what does that look like as we grow and we'll eventually need a bigger place,
mm-hmm.
right? So, you know, it was a good learning opportunity for sure.
Yeah, I think that's, even as, like, the skepticism, I think is a good word, came in. It showed us some holes that definitely needed to be filled. And, you know, and I think, you know, not to get too far ahead of us, but like with the new year and the new plan to just kind of pack this place out, like, let's create a need for it, because, it would have looked pretty small with our little group in that great big building. So, yeah, I think that was fun too, just to be able to take stock and be like, okay, so here's some areas of growth, and always good to be aware of those things and yeah, step into them. I think I'm going to use the Constitution segue as to segue into kind of looking back over the 6 years as a whole, as you guys are reflecting on your whole time on council, because it wasn't very long after I got here and I invited both of you to come and join the team that we had. And use the Constitution, because I think that was probably, I mean, we took on a lot of big projects over the years, don't get me wrong, but I think that was probably the most important one that we took on, and we still continue to come back to. As recently, like, we were just looking at the fact that the council is in charge of overseeing the membership. No, none of us knew that. And it was good to just like, okay, we need to change the way we spend our time when we do meet and make sure everyone's doing what they're doing. And, but that's one of many things that we've learned over the last number of years.
So are we starting back at year one?
Now we're back to 2020, everything. We're working our way forward. You don't have to do it in order. You can jump around. That's fine.
Well, I'll start at 2020. You could start at 2023 and you can start at 2024.
There we go.
I got to start at 2020. So we all walked in on board and we're rolling. Finances were low. I want to say we were kind of at the bottom, starting our way back up. And then COVID rolled in. None of us knew what to do.
Nope.
Nobody knew what to do. But we upgraded the whole sound room so that we could bring it all televised to our congregation. And if you don't know, like, we pretty well rebuilt that whole sound room. I don't know the numbers that we put in there.
Oh, a lot.
But it pretty well had to be all revamped to get to where we are. And we're still working on it. Yep, don't get me wrong. It's not perfect. But there was many churches in PAOC that had nothing.
Yeah.
And we're trying to work with a two-channel board to get something.
Yes. Yep.
And we have to be thankful for where we were at. Because of most places didn't have a camera, didn't have nothing.
No. No, we had something to build on.
We had something to build on.
Yep. Yep.
We wanted it better.
Yep.
But that whole sound room in the first year or two took on a significant change.
And that was speared mostly by the fact that we had to move to live music, right? Because I still remember that it was either the fourth or fifth time we tried streaming, and we were just doing it the old way of worship. Not, and it's not a criticism, but it's just the reality of it. You know, Facebook and YouTube both flagged us for copyright and shut us down, and we couldn't recover the service, which is really weird and really unfortunate. But it was the sign of, okay, it's time to make a shift. And, you know, and you and Kim and Josh and Michelle, like, how many nights did we come in here and just pound out as many songs as we could and just started that new era of worship here at One Church? And, yeah.
So for the people that didn't understand what Matt meant by the copyright, we couldn't have taped music or played music because there was copyright. And it would kick us off the internet because it was infringing on them. So we had to make our own music so they couldn't get to us.
We can't get a license to stream a pre-recorded video, but we can get a license to perform it live on our own. And so, yeah.
That was a hiccup to get over.
It was. It was a big hiccup. Yep.
Yeah, COVID definitely did a number. And so the Sunday mornings that we couldn't gather, and so there was just a few key members of us that showed up to, you know, make sure the computer was running and things were being live streamed so that we could still get church. Not just our people, our congregation, but out to people that really needed it. And it was a key time because people were secluded at home. They needed Jesus more than ever because, you know, we weren't being together. It was just a really hard time. And yet, Matt, I remember you saying that through all of that, through COVID, that our giving was actually up.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, and a lot of churches weren't that fortunate. A lot of churches, you know, lost, you know, finances and stuff. And we were so fortunate, blessed enough to have the finances still coming in,
mm-hmm.
and it kept us going. And this was right after you and Michelle got here. And, like, you had barely been here, and surprise, now we have COVID and the whole world's going to shut down. And now what do we do? But we did it, and we got through it. And not just got through it, but, like, I feel like we came through it, you know, well. And, you know, there was lots of struggles. And then as we began to gather again, you know, there was that fear, right? People were scared of, you know, things that had happened and whatever. But eventually I think, you know, God really worked on a lot of our hearts. And I feel like now not only are we back together, but things are just so much better on this end of things. Like, yeah. You know, God really restored hearts, restored our church. There's just been so much good since 2020 and COVID, when it was really ugly. But God's been so good to us. So
He really has.
So then after that, then it was 2022. We were still dealing with COVID.
Yeah.
A bit.
Yeah.
So we might as well skip to 2023.
Hey, Tim maintains the first 2 years don't count.
Yes. That's right. And then we got the prayer room going.
Yep.
The youth going again. And we had Pastor Mitch somewhere in there.
In the 2022. That year you skipped over there.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, let's go back.
Yeah.
For Mitch's sake.
Yeah. Yeah.
We brought in Mitch.
Yep.
Great guy. Yeah. And the music that you guys sang and whatever else to get through the COVID and played guitar and everything. And God led him somewhere else.
Yeah.
It was great to come through COVID so low for other churches. And we came out ahead that we were able to hire a youth pastor.
Yeah.
And not scared of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he learned and we learned.
Yeah, we learned a lot of lessons over that year.
Right?
Yep.
And unfortunately, God took him down another path and took us away from us. But it was a good learning curve for him and us.
Yep. Yep. We learned that whoever the next youth pastor is, Michelle's been doing great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not replacing her anytime soon. Yep. She's been doing good. But if the time comes that we hire somebody, we need to ease them into the experience known as Tim. I'm pretty sure. He might. You never know. You never. Oh, I was going to say, that's not going to stop.
If I see something going on.
Still,
tell the story.
I was just going to say, you can tell it. I was going to tell it. So.
Oh, okay.
We won't get into details. You took him out for lunch.
I took him out for lunch one time. Shortly after. It was in the first 4 or 5 days. I didn't like what I was seeing. So I took him out for lunch. Told him a parable story about my brother running an office. He phones Matt up, or drives to Matt's house right after. Says, I'm so sorry. I'm going to get this done right away. Matt's sitting there. What went on? And then I told Matt, I hope I didn't get your kid too riled up.
I was trying to figure out what the order was. If you called me first and then he showed up, or if he showed up first. But he must have showed up first because he came in pretty rattled.
Yeah. But it was more of an uplifting thing, and I think he had his eyes open, I hope.
He had his eyes open. I think there's no denying that.
Anyways, whether I was hard on him or not, I hope if he's watching this, I didn't want it to be hard on you. I just wanted your eyes open.
Yeah, no.
I wish you all the best.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
We do. We miss you guys.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yep.
2023.
Yep.
Youth has exploded. It's been amazing. The last couple of years. Michelle,
yes.
Bless her heart, she's keep in heaven.
That's for sure.
Teenagers like that.
Yep.
She has taken these kids, just a couple of them, to, you know, a whole youth center full some weeks, and whether they're just playing games or they're having serious conversations or they're, you know, going off to, I think they've been to like Saskatoon and all kinds of places.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Kids come home excited. You know, they've learned things, and then just them being together, just, you know, it's important for kids at that age to really be in fellowship with each other. And Michelle is doing an amazing job of building those relationships and keeping those kids on their tracks. So
as everyone is watching this, I encourage you to prayerfully consider helping out at the youth center, because there's a lot of nights Michelle's there by herself. And when you've got 12, 20 kids showing up, and they're all as rowdy as our teenagers can be. Prayerfully consider getting on board and helping out. And I want to just, everyone who has helped out, Matt Klemick has been a big one, has been helping out pretty consistently. Brock has drove the bus and helped out when he can. And now we've added Zach and Paige. They've been jumping on, and they said, you know, the one time I ran youth for Michelle, so she took over, I scared him. And then Zach showed up and he's scary. Like, like, I'm a big guy, but Zach's bigger than I am. And apparently he's got a deeper voice than I do. So them kids fell in line pretty quick, which is awesome. Like, it's not a bad thing. And yeah, I think it's great. It's good to have that big voice that I'm pretty sure if he barked, I'd fall in line. So, no, it's been cool to watch different bodies come through. There was a time there in the beginning when the other churches were coming out and helping out, and they, that hasn't worked out quite as well as we had hoped, but we understand everyone's got lots going on. It's not a criticism by any stretch. It's just a reality of where things are at. And, but yeah, no, youth has been fun to watch, and Michelle's passionate about it. And so that helps a lot. So
the other thing is that what I've really come to notice in the last year is the church pretty well has an official decorator.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, we do.
I've never seen so many Christmas trees, fireplaces, and stuff get moved around the church.
Yeah.
But you wonder where it went, but you will eventually find it, whether it's the fireplace.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that has become one of our new church growth strategies, is everyone comes back just to see what mama's done.
Yes.
Like,
yeah. I feel sorry for your dad's back, because I don't know how many times he's carried that fireplace back and forth.
A few.
And a bike and whatever.
Yeah. Well, the bike's not heavy, but. The
bike's not heavy?
No.
Okay.
No.
So, because they don't make stuff the way it used to. That looks like an old bike, so it's heavy.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Anyways. But, no. I want that pointed out.
We've gained, and we've also gained, kind of, and this is all recent, so that's fun. We've gained a Christian counselor in our building, which is cool. And having Mountaintop Counseling come alongside and wanting to grow as we grow, that's really cool. It's exciting to have that opportunity, and yeah, just want to be able to bring. And that was a cool thing, where just as recognition that we didn't have anything, and so the ability to, that God just brought that in by a happen chance coffee. The way it's developed, it's fun. It's, yeah.
When did potlucks come in back into play?
As soon as COVID would allow it.
Right? Because I remember the ladies from the church lined you up when you started and said, potlucks are back in.
Yeah, that was not a popular decision to make those stop.
Yeah. No, but I think you were pretty much told you were gonna.
There wasn't a whole lot of options. No. If I wanted to make enemies, I was gonna leave potluck on the shelf. But,
but
I really didn't. No,
strong last 2 to 3 years.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah, last Sunday of every month is fun, and lots of people stick around, so that's always a good time. And
we can also talk about the baptismal tank. I guarantee you there's not a church that has a baptismal tank like us.
I know. It's cool. It even matches our logo or branding.
Right?
It is, yeah.
The pastor doesn't even have to get wet.
I know. Well, there's lots. So lots of churches have the tin version of that now. Okay. So the pastors don't have to climb in anymore. So that's not new, but ours is probably the most colorful.
Oh, yeah? I thought that was just part of the requisite that, you know, pastor got wet being baptized.
Well, I mean, if we do it in the lake still, I'll still get wet, but,
okay.
Yeah,
same here. They say
this is warm.
Thought about doing it again, just to do it in the water.
You can do it again. Yep. Yeah. And if the water's nicer on this thing.
Well, yeah.
Tank.
Yeah.
I could use it.
We all take turns.
I could use it many times.
We all take turns baptizing Tim.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. You cast the first stone. People ask what they need to pray me for, what I need prayer for. I just say pray for it all.
That's usually pretty safe. Yeah.
But anyways,
yeah.
Nope. I don't think it hurts to go baptize again. I just about did it, and then Alan wanted to get baptized, so.
There you go.
Yeah. Take from his parade. Yeah.
So back to like the changes, as I look around, we have tables up.
Yeah.
We bought round tables, first of all.
In a snowstorm to get
them. We sure did. And so we got tables, and tables have stayed up. They've moved around a little bit. And funny story. I won't say who this happened to because I don't want to embarrass this person. But I had someone come up to me like a month ago and be like, when did we put chairs in the middle? Fat chairs in the middle for all of 2025 because we needed more chairs. And they didn't believe me. They're pretty sure we had tables right across all year long. I was like, no, we have not. So
I think it's nice because some people want the tables.
Yeah.
Some people want to sit in the pews.
Yep.
Some people just want a chair, and some people are just happy to be able to sit down.
Yep. Yeah.
But it gives it a variety.
It does.
So.
I often wonder how I'm going to change it up in the new year, just to keep everybody on their toes. Because we've kind of had this set up for a while. I think we went to this right after the Christmas Eve service.
Last year.
Because we went full chairs.
That one summer.
Well, we went full tables for that one summer where we just did like more of like a Bible study instead of like actual preaching. And then it stayed that way for a while. And then Christmas time came and we went full chairs. And that really threw people off. And then we kind of kept this in the middle, and it's been good.
Pentecostals just like what we like.
Exactly. We had to lose our chandelier, so we had to do something.
So many changes.
It's fun also. I enjoy somebody, like when people who've been away for a while come back and they're like, I don't even recognize anyone in the church. It's like, yeah, we've had a big turnover. Like that's been a big thing. And I think most people have left because they've moved away. Some people have left, and that's inevitable with church. So one of our challenges is trying to, what they say, close the back door. But yeah. Try to explore some of that in the new year. Yeah. It's true.
A lot of years.
A long time. Yep. Yep. Yep.
So when you were here, did they have it written on the tablet or stone or what?
Wow.
Oh, okay.
The scroll.
The scroll? Okay.
It was a signed Bible.
Wow. Wow.
Karen, I hope you're
That's
right.
Far.
Wow.
That's far.
Wow.
You're hard on him.
Here anymore, and we still
at pastoral council, you and him just could not sit together.
No.
There's a little bickering session going on.
It's all in good.
Yeah.
He would tell you something.
Something about choking on a strawberry or something.
It was an orange.
Orange.
That was okay. So speaking of pastors council and you guys bickering, that was a massive change that we made at pastors council, was getting that AI minutes taker, because like there's a lot of. Well, basically since you came on, Robin, you've been my minutes taker, and it's been consuming enough that, you know, you've engaged, but you couldn't really because you're taking notes and everything. And
writing it in a notebook, which I still don't know where that notebook is.
Yeah. I'm glad you threw yourself under the bus. I wasn't going to say anything, but.
And then to the laptop.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, I didn't have to do it. And I didn't know what to do with my hands for those.
Oh, yeah. So what you're saying is I was like 6 months too late on the fidget pen because you could have just had that the whole time. See, I should have got it when we first talked about it.
What about the AI that we had that would go through your ministry and take out little blocks and make?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've still got that.
About that. I don't know the technology.
Yeah. No, that was a massive. So at the beginning of the year, we signed up for one service. Then halfway through, we switched services. Because I like the one that we're using now a little bit better. And Robin's actually gotten on. I don't know how much you've played with it, but you've at least seen it. Yeah. The you know, for our little live stream that used to get, you know, maybe 50 to 100 views. Now we have these shorts going out and they're getting up to 1,000 views. Yeah, that was cool. And our YouTube subscriptions have shot through the roof. Our Facebook is growing like crazy. And, you know, that 60-second short goes a long way. Some people, so picking on Darren again, that first service would just kind of punch out as many random. I just posted all the videos. And Darren caught me one time and he's like, you know, that one video you posted was a little sarcastic. And I knew what you were getting at. But most people probably wouldn't. I was like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have posted some of those. So, but, yeah, it's tough. It's tough. How do you capture, you know, a 30-minute sermon in the 60 seconds? And it doesn't do it well because people make comments like, you know, criticizing that 60 seconds. I was like, go back and watch the whole video. And then you can kind of catch the heart because I just happened to make a clip of the most extreme comment I made just to get your attention. And it worked, but you're missing the point.
But we don't know the seeds that those little shorts are planted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, like, if those shorts are getting thousands of views, like, what is God actually speaking to some of these people through?
Yeah.
Shots.
Yeah. I would be curious. I'm going to put this video through the system and see what shorts it comes out of with this little share session.
You'll get to pick the nose part or something.
Yeah, exactly.
We had the root.
Internet famous right here. Too.
We're going to get
internet famous. Yeah.
I think CTV News or CBC will phone me.
Our YouTube congregation is going to be like, we want them on a podcast.
Yeah. I don't know. We also had the roof come off the church in this timeline.
Yeah, we sure did. We sure did.
Fixed up.
That was the craziest windstorm I think I've ever been a part of. Somehow my roof survived, but the churches didn't.
Right? Yeah. Paul come out and help us.
Yep. I had
a bunch of slave labor come and help me.
Yep.
They just got told they were doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Missed our opportunity. You guys are all up there. I could have got you to put my banner up. Yeah. But 6 years too late, but that's all right.
Yeah. But, well, it's been good. It's moved on. When I think of all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to bulldoze the youth center. It's still here.
Yeah, it's still here. And it's doing good now.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to use the social media. That's going to be my segue into the next part. So this is the only part that I actually gave you guys warning about. So I have high expectations for your answers. I'm just kidding. So we've been talking about at church, and I didn't say anything this morning, but the One Church 125, as we're calling it. So the goal is that at the Carlisle campus, we want to hit 100 people on a Sunday morning in Carlisle. And in Redverse, I've been saying 50. Safe is 25, but let's just go big or go home. So 50 in Carlisle or in Redverse. So I asked you, what would it mean looking ahead? And you guys now get to kind of take part as just, you know, without being in the leadership, you're just kind of there serving in all the ways that you continue to serve. What would it mean for Carlisle to hit 100? What would change? What opportunities does it present? And so here's why I asked you this question. I was having a conversation in Redverse, and we were talking about what would it mean for Redverse to hit 25. And one of the things that came up was like they could have their own potluck. And something that we take for granted here in Carlisle, like they're not even big enough to have a potluck. And so that was the first thing that came up. I was like, oh, we could have our own potluck. I was like, yeah, you could. You could have. So you can do so many things that right now you can't do. And so that's the question, right? So for us who right now we're averaging about 50 on a Sunday. So we're talking twice as many people here on a Sunday morning. What changes, what opportunities come if we can get to 100 here at the Carlisle campus?
I need a pen and paper to count the heads during church service.
You don't have enough fingers and toes.
More heads to count.
More heads to count. Yep.
I think you'd have a lot more people stepping up to take other roles, whether it's worship or prayer room or sound room or driving the bus or youth. You could do so much more where you're not, one person isn't great, run strung out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
More outreach to the community.
Oh, yeah.
With that type of numbers.
Oh, yeah. We have more impact.
And just more godly people.
Yeah.
And then the presence to be able to hire a second pastor to do whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Another person on the council.
Yeah.
That's a certain percentage.
Nope.
No, there isn't. It's just five or six.
Yeah, it's whatever. I think 3 to 5 is what the Constitution says.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, we could. I mean, it'd be worth exploring. The bigger we get, having more people.
Right.
That only makes sense.
Maybe some new chairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's wrong with our chairs?
The foam is starting to come out.
There's a few that are in pretty tough shape.
I know you hate change, Robin, but they've been here as long as you have been.
We're going back to pews.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's not do that.
They've been here as long as you have been, Robin.
They have been.
I know.
Maybe even longer. So going back to that question, you know, when Matt kind of threw this at us yesterday, my brain kind of went to, what is my role in getting our church to accomplish this?
Mm.
And so I thought, okay, well, what is my role? Because I am kind of an introvert by nature, and so not big on, you know, just going out into the world and bringing people in. So then I was like, but maybe that's part of it. Maybe it's time that, you know, I have to be a little bit more brave. And, you know, for all the people in my circle outside of my church, maybe now is the time where I'm like, so you want to come to church?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, you know, being a little bit more brave and courageous and having tougher conversations sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I've lost people that I've talked to, you know, even about church things or about Christ, and but they don't come on Sunday morning. And maybe that's what it looks like.
Mm.
On my end of things. I don't know what that looks like for other people, but and then kind of following up with, you know, like what Tim said was, you know, then there's more people to help with things, more volunteers for worship and prayer room and, you know, tech stuff and, you know, all these things that, you know, we do get tired of sometimes.
Yep.
Right? It can be exhausting, but we do it because we love our church and we know that God's called us to do these things, to bring people in. So, yeah, there's so many angles to look at that from.
Yeah. I just think of, like, you know, so one of the things that they talk about in this whole plan of hitting this is, like, overpopulating our serve teams, right? And I've been, you know, one of the things that we've done in the last number of years is I've stopped using the word volunteer because it's not, I said volunteer is not in the scripture, but we're all servers. We're all ministers of the gospel. And so, you know, so I've been really intentional about these are serve teams that do ministry. So imagine like having a team of greeters. Because let's be honest, I love our greeters, but some of them are really easy to get distracted talking to somebody and they'll miss people coming in. And that's not a slam. Like that's just the reality of it. So like if we had, you know, two people at the door, you know, a couple people in the sanctuary to help people find spots. I've also thought, and for some reason, I always think of Jonah when I think of this. Like, especially like over winter when it starts snowing and stuff, like just someone on the team to just run out and wipe everyone's windshields before they go, right? Like how nice would it be to come out and your windshield's all clean and you can just, you just go because we're in Saskatchewan. It's going to happen. But
one of them gas blowers.
Lower.
Hey, yeah, I'm all for it. Yeah.
Jonah would be all over
Well, that's, you see, we get the right toys, and the people will jump on. So, but that kind of stuff, right? Just to be able to have, you know, the fun of like having a conversation, and we need a bigger stage because we have so many worship people that we can't get them all on.
Tim is measuring
enough. Yeah. You know, a couple of us have talked about making the sound booth bigger already. It's already too small for the three people we got in there. So like just how do we make it bigger and more functional? So we've had a few ideas, and I think in the new year, that's one of our plans, is to just a little tight.
You know, it'd be fine if it was my own wife in there, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's doing its purpose.
We've made it work.
Yeah, we've made it work. Yeah.
It's better than what was there before, which was a table.
Yeah. Right? We've come a long ways since the table.
Yeah, it was a table.
Many a morning, John and I sit at that table trying to figure out why the live stream wasn't working.
Right?
Yep.
I think it needs to be said, though, how much Tim has learned tech-wise.
There you go. I know. That is true. That is true.
Tim didn't even really know anything about the sound booth, and now he can run it. And
yeah.
Yep.
He can sometimes navigate things on his phone with a little help.
Yep.
But yeah, Tim's cool.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
Yep. I feel like pastoral counsel has benefited me more than I've benefited the church and things like that.
I totally agree.
Like we did a devotion every morning or
every meeting.
Every meeting.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pastor.
Yeah.
Sorry, my tongue doesn't work sometimes.
That's all good.
Yeah. And then, now before I was, I wouldn't say I was part-time Christian, but I was close to it.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm full in. Read the Bible every morning.
There you go.
Honestly saved.
There you go.
On television, if that isn't the truth, I don't know what is.
Yep. Right? Yep.
Yeah.
Which is so funny, because you and I were the ones that had the conversation. You were trying to tell me what we didn't have to read our Bible every day.
I know.
And now you're the one doing it. So I'm so proud of you.
I go on to Shasta. My wife's Yukon, by the way.
Which we got in trouble for.
We got a speeding ticket.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Is your wife know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's the one that got the picture. And then it came in her name.
Oh.
Yeah. It wasn't very good.
I lost brownie points. I think I'm just guilty by association, but I'm still, it was my fault.
For a lady that I'm trying to get in the church, pastor didn't start off very good.
I did not help that.
Especially when I blamed the pastor, because I don't know which one of us was driving.
I don't know.
We were trying to figure that out, but we never did figure it out.
No.
But anyways, he got thrown under the bus for anyway.
Sure did.
And so, anyways, we're on our way. We're actually going to see Matt's mom and dad, because Matt's mom made cinnamon buns. And
it's true.
Because Matt bragged about him, and he wasn't lying.
It's true.
I tried him. Anyways, and I was cruising down the road, and I says to Pastor Matt, Pastor, where in the Bible does it say you have to read your Bible daily? Because I can't see them taking the covenant of the ark or whatever home with them to read the Bible. The tablets, the stones, whatever. They would have had to come to the church and read the church Bible, and somebody is out shepherding the sheep. That didn't happen. So,
and it wasn't fair, because I was pretty sure I was falling asleep in the vehicle at this point. So my brain had short-circuited, and he had dropped this little bomb on me. I'm like,
So then, about 4 months later, wasn't it, you had to do a sermon on this.
I sure did.
Yeah.
Sure did.
And enlighten me, in case maybe you had told me the wrong thing. I'm not sure what you had told me. I was just entertaining myself.
Yeah.
Just to get the pastor's goat to see
what's going
on here.
Yeah.
And, but yeah. You've told me, honestly, it doesn't say it, Tim, but it's healthy for you, is what you said.
It is. Yeah.
So, anyways, that's the route I've taken. And in the past 6 years, I feel I've walked back circling around, because we've squirreled way off.
Yeah.
I have grown in my Christian walk.
Yes.
Just being on this pastoral council. Even though there was days where I said, I do not want to go and be on the pastoral council. This day, we'll pick a different day, but I went anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it had a sense of purpose that you were serving the Lord. Yeah. I think I entered your segue too far.
No, you're good.
Benefit of this.
You're good. No, it's all good.
And the other thing is, I am not scared to tell my men that I am a member of this church. In fact, we've been out for dinner, and Matt's been to dinner with us, and they said if I ever preached, they would come and see it. No, we haven't went to that far.
We haven't quite pulled the trigger on that.
We have that in the notes somewhere.
Somewhere in the notes.
I would like to say it's going to be on YouTube forever now. It's right from Tim this time.
Right?
I wasn't even the one. Yeah.
I will say it, but I don't think I'm ready to preach and tell people how to live their lives because I'm just getting mine straightened out.
We all are. We're all trying to figure it out. Okay. Yeah.
So for me to come and preach, I could tell my story, but for me to preach to you, I don't think is the way to go. I could tell my story.
There you go. Yep.
Yeah.
He does. Yeah.
I could make money on that documentary of Tim. All right. We're off track, Pastor.
No. It's all good. This is all good stuff. No. It's all good. I think that is probably one of the other things that we would be remiss not to mention is the amount of healing that has happened in the church. Without getting into too many details, there's a lot of hurt in our church and in our community. And I'll be honest, there are people here that I wasn't sure I'd ever see them back at the church. And they're here and they're worshiping and they're serving and they are. And are there still some that need some healing? Absolutely there are. There are some really deep hurts that we are still walking through and probably will be walking through. And I'll share this and I share it with everybody. I was talking with our coach on a while ago, and he said that maybe that's the ministry that One Church offers to our community is healing the brokenhearted. Because as much as there's hurts in our church, there's a lot of hurts outside of our church. I feel like every time I turn around, someone's getting divorced. I feel like every time I turn around, something's going on again. And, whether it's a set-free retreat or something that's said on a Sunday morning or whatever, God is healing hearts at such an amazing pace around here. I think that by itself, not only is the reason we're growing because of the healing, but I think it's going to be why we continue to grow, because the healing that is happening is undeniable. And people who are being touched by the Lord, the community sees it. And just like, this person is just different. And it's because, and I think above all, that's the story that we need to start telling, is that, God has helped people forgive that didn't think they'd ever forgive. Let go of things that they didn't think they'd ever let go of. Like, there's just so much has happened in a very short amount of time, and there's still lots to do. I think that is the big one. And I think in some ways, I think of like some of the people who left, I think that was God's providence that, they just had to go. And that's not to say something bad about them. It's just, different season requires a change sometimes. And so, yeah.
To follow on that too, Matt, our family's been in that spot. And I guess I don't want to speak for my whole family, but for myself, really come to, I don't want to say to terms with things, when you really get real with God and you're like, what does this look like? And what is my part in, whether it's forgiveness or, whether it's offering forgiveness or, you need forgiveness, whatever that looks like. And then getting real with yourself and doing what God's telling you to do in that area. And there's just so much more freedom in all of that. And I would say probably in the last year, for myself and our family, we've experienced that like so much. Like, I don't even know how to put it into words. And like, our family, we've had a rough year. Like, the Brownleys have had a rough year. We had a very sick granddaughter that we almost lost, and we just recently lost my father-in-law. But God has been so incredibly faithful and just Like, I can't even put into words the comfort and the peace that we've had this year through those really, really tough times, right? Like, yes, there's been tears, and yes, there's been, you know, hurts and struggles, and, you know, you think about things and you start crying all over again. But the reality that, you know, God's word says that he heals the brokenhearted and he walks with us is, like, has been so evident this year for us. And I attribute that partially to being on council for 6 years, right? Mm. For all the, you know, the personal growth and all these things. Because, and I remember, I think, like, 6 years ago, you know, you asked him and I to be on council, and my first thought was, like, does he know what he's getting?
My part, not your part.
And then just thinking, yeah, it's just another board to sit on, right? Like, I still sit on lots of other boards, and I've sat on boards before, but it's not. It's very different when you sit on the pastor or council. There's just so much more to it, right? Like, you're not just sitting on a board and, yep, we need to pay this, and yeah, we don't have money for that, whatever. It's, I mean, that is part of it, but the spiritual growth and the way God changes your heart, uses you in your church, in your community, like, it's amazing to look back over 6 years and be like, wow, like, God has done so much.
And that's always been my goal with the council, is that I, you know, and you guys have brought so much to the table, and I always appreciate it, but I always hope that you guys take more away than you've brought, and I've tried to do that, and I think you two are a testament of, you two have grown so much since I've gotten here, and, you know, many of us would say the same thing, and it's just so exciting to see what God has done and will continue to do. And like I said, it's weird to think you guys are stepping off, and just, like, you know, maybe we need to change some rules around that so I can keep people around, but I'll probably.
Yeah. When you first asked me, though, I thought, like, I was going to lay down the whip and let everybody have it, eh? I was going to straighten out the world.
You've done a good job, Tim.
No, I didn't do nothing. It just
yeah.
I didn't have to do nothing. Well, maybe I was a little hard on Mitch. But anyways. Maybe. I told him he had PMS or something like that first.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, Pastor Mitch Stiller, right? Yeah. That was... Because you kind of call him PM because that's both of us. So we had to... You had to add another initial, yeah.
Yeah, it ended up being PMS.
Yeah.
PMR. You were all right.
I'm all right, yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it means something, but we're not going to look into that.
Yeah.
Please don't online. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Really?
Well, I mean, whatever.
But yeah.
Well, I think we're gonna wrap her up there. I think we could do this for hours. I'm gonna be honest. Like, we just sat here and we could have just gone on and on and on. And there was pre-talk before of things that have gone on. And so, I mean, we've been, yeah. So I think we're gonna call her there. So I think behalf of the council and One Church, thank you guys for your faithfulness in serving in this capacity. It hasn't always been easy. And it's kind of, I feel like this is the mark of a new chapter for the church. But it took a lot to get us here, and you guys are a big part of what got us to this point. I'm excited for what the new year is going to bring. Excited for your guys' new roles in it as we'll find your spot moving forward, which should, it's pretty clear, I think, already. But anyways, yeah, so I think we'll just close off with some prayer. Everyone watching online, feel free at any point to throw in the comments some of your favorite highlights of the year or the past 6 years, or, you know, share prayer requests, whatever you want to do. That's the beauty of online. We can get all that down and we can pray for it throughout the year. Yeah, let's pray, and we'll bring this year in review to a close. Heavenly Father, I thank you, God, for the ministry that Tim and Robin have brought to One Church and their faithful service and their leadership. God, I thank you for the growth that they have both gone through by your leadership and by your plan, God. And as they step off and find new roles in the church, God, I just pray a blessing on them and their family. Blessing on Tim as he gets settled into his house and all of the adventure that has brought, and Robin with the grandbabies and everything that's going on in her world. Lord, I just pray for your wisdom, your guidance, and your blessing on their whole lives. And God, I pray for everyone watching and everyone who's missing it. Just stir your church for bigger and better things in the new year as we bring 2025 to a close and look forward to 2026 and all that you have in store. Build your people up. Build your church up. May we be effective in all you've called us to. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
When you're online, you want to make sure you close your eyes, because, like, if there's kids watching, that's when you're praying, you want to make sure you close your eyes.
You got to set the example. Okay? Yeah.
I think you speak for both Tim and I when we say it's been a pleasure and an honor to sit on
yeah.
to walk alongside you and your family.
Yes.
Michelle, you guys are awesome.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
It's
been fun. Yep. Well, thank you.
I feel like